For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Another shakeup at the White House. Chief of Staff John Kelly will be leaving his position in a few weeks.
John will be leaving at the end of the year.
President Trump confirmed earlier reports that he will be leaving.
I don't know if I can say retiring, but he's a great guy.
For months, the relationship between the president and his chief of staff has been strained, with Kelly's authority dwindling. Mr. Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, taking over some of the responsibilities. The vice president's chief of staff, Nick Ayers, is expected to replace Kelly. The president has also tweeted his pick for chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, four-star Army General Mark Milley, who is currently the Army Chief of Staff. He still has to go before the Senate to get confirmation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
A major storm is threatening an earlier than usual wintry stew of snow, ice, and flooding across some of the southern states. More from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
WCTI meteorologist Les Steele says crews in North Carolina are already prepping for the storm.
The DOTs are at least taking it serious here and starting to prepare. You know, and it's one of those things where you're going to have the snow in the mountains, but then you get to the eastern part of the state and you head out to the Outer Banks. You know, Ocracoke and Hatteras, they could be looking at almost tropical storm force winds and some minor overwash from the flooding there from the ocean.
Five teenagers and a mother are dead, and 60 people are injured at a rap concert in a club in the Italian town of Coronado. About 1,000 people were attending when a pepper spray-like substance filled the room, causing panic. One of the emergency doors was locked. A small wall near the entrance collapsed, crushing the skulls of the victims. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The House Judiciary and Oversight Committees have released transcripts of former FBI Director James Comey's closed-door testimony yesterday before lawmakers. Some of the questions asked by Republicans he couldn't answer because of the ongoing Mueller investigation. A Justice Department attorney was seated beside him saying he couldn't answer those questions, which angered Republicans. Democrats asked him why he opened the Clinton investigation late into the campaign season in 2016. Here's a warning for anyone who uses a neti pot. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Doctors believe a woman who died recently from a rare brain-eating amoeba condition used tap water to rinse her sinuses. The 69-year-old Seattle woman died in February after undergoing brain surgery at Swedish Medical Center, and her doctor says there was, quote, amoeba all over the place in her brain. A study published in the International Journal of Infectious Diseases says doctors believe the woman probably became infected when she used simple tap water in her neti pot, a teapot-like vessel used to flush out nasal passages. Health officials say only used distilled, sterile, or previously boiled water to rinse your sinuses, as tap water can contain tiny organisms that are safe to drink but could survive in your nasal passages. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News,